CBSI in the world. I'm John Baxter. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. We're headed to the surface of the planet Mars and a flat terrain and an exploration that is well in hand, except Bob resumes communications. Was there a break during the time that Mars passes behind the sun? Is that what it was?
That's exactly it. I mean, for the first 2 weeks in October, the United States could not directly communicate with any of its orbiters or rovers on Mars, because the sun was between the Earth and Mars. And this happens every 2 years. Well, the Chinese had the same problem for their Zhurong Mars rover, because they don't have quite the extensive communication system. Their period of no communication lasted longer. I'd say about 2 months, maybe 6 weeks, something like that. They resumed communications with their orbiter, their Mars orbiter, about a week ago, but they only announced this week that they have resumed communications with their Zhurong Mars rover. They have been able to send a signal to it, and it sent a signal back. And in their announcement, they said for the first time, gave us a better hint of exactly where they are headed. And of course, I've got a map on Behind the Black to show you where they've been and where Zhurong might be going. When it landed near a somewhat large mud cone or volcano that is in these very flat Utopia Plantation, this northern lowland plains. And American scientists that I spoke to said it would really be good if they sent that rover north to this large cone, because they don't know yet if these cones are what causes these cones. They could be mud volcanoes where water is actually being pumped up from below, or they could be volcanic. But they don't know, and they really want to know. And this was a big mound cone relatively nearby to the north. But unfortunately, to the disappointment of American scientists, the Chinese scientists sent a Zhurong to the south. And I've got a map on Behind the Black which shows you where it's traveled. It went past its entry capsule and parachute and where it's been sitting during this break in communications. And what the Chinese said in their announcement today about having regained communications is that their goal now is to head south to find, quote, mud volcanoes, which scientists are interested in and located about 10 kilometers away. So I looked at the pictures from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, and this was a particular image that the MRO team published about a month and a half ago, which is an elevation map. It shows you exactly how much the changes in the elevation are, and they're not much. From where it landed to where, as they head to the south, they might go up 75 feet at the most overall. It's very low, very flat terrain. And looking at that picture, I was able to find mud cones to the south of where Zhurong sits, and so that shows you where they are. And so they're heading there. These are smaller cones than the one to the north, which might be the reason they're going to it, because Zhurong is not very big, and maybe they can get closer to a smaller cone. A big cone might have just rougher terrain and be difficult to traverse to. So we now have an idea where it's going. Based on how far they travel, John, I expect it's going to take them about 15 months, give or take, to get to these mud cones to the south. There is a cone that's closer. They could probably get to it in about 6 months. About 6 months, maybe 8 months. But I'm not sure. Either way, that's where they're going, and that's good, because that means we will get some real significant data, maybe from Zhurong, about the geology of Mars that we don't presently have.
What do we estimate how much they move in a Mars day, Bob? Because
well, I can't give you the numbers. I have to run the numbers in my head. But if you look at the map, yeah, they traveled about 1,000 meters in 3 months, 90 Martian days.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this. So in 3 months, they can go about 3,000 feet. And if you extrapolate that down to where those mud cones are, you can make an estimate of how long it's going to take to get there. And so I say between 8 to 15 months, depending on what cone they're going to. What this does tell us is that having completed the nominal 90-day mission, they're very confident about the condition of the rover, and they're going to continue trying to keep it alive for as long as possible. And they're now making ambitious attempts. They want to also head south, because that's taking them very, very slowly out of the northern lowland plains and into the transition zone leading up to the crated highlands, and that will tell them a great deal about geology.
I mentioned, Bob, that from this map, they've been moving through very very flat terrain without many obstacles, and they're moving into a much different terrain when they approach those mud cones.
Yeah, it's going to get a little rougher, but not significantly more. The color here makes you think it's a big difference. But, for example, there's a ridgeline in their way, but that's only about 10 to 15 to 20 feet high, and it's not steep like a cliff. And there are ways they can skirt around the steepest spots and keep going. The elevation changes here are relatively flat. There are going to be more obstacles, but nothing significant for a very long distance, John. They can travel for quite a bit if they want.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, Commercial Space and Big Space, and also Exploring Mars. The rovers are on their way to the next discovery. Bob Zimmerman, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.